we're serving barbecue, hamburgers and hot dogs and all the fixings.
We're here with Danny Lewis, who is our official caterer for the third annual Encina Alumni Challenge. Danny is kind enough to support us by doing everything he does for free in support of the school. And this is his third year doing this and other events. And Danny, you just opened a restaurant, is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I opened a Southern restaurant on Stockton Boulevard, 5060 Stockton Boulevard, Louisiana style food.
We look forward to a good meal tonight, and thank you for all your help.
Okay, you're welcome. It's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Not too little, not too much.
It's not even on.
Good.
Okay, now it's right over here, right over here. This is really cool, really cool. Scott Pollard is here, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Pollard actually came. Oh. In fact, the resemblance is
canny. No, it's not. This is what 39 years does to you.
Brother's jacket.
Okay, this was whose jacket?
It's my brother's jacket. It's Tim Erickson. He's sitting right there. He's 73, and I'm Leslie Erickson, and I'm 74.
You don't look a day over 70.
Okay, thanks.
No, honest Janice, the camera is not rolling. This is, it's not, there's not even a tape in it. So what brought you here tonight? Morbid curiosity?
Yes, I would say that, to see who's here and what friends are here and how people are doing.
And the guys, they're losing their hair, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
But you don't look any older than you did in 1969.
Well, thank you. I'll accept that a compliment.
Hello, my name is Dick Doerr. I graduated in 1961. The class of 61, as some of you may know, was the first graduating class in Encina. My most memorable moment was the first day of school. It was a brand new school and very difficult to figure out which classes to go to. Got in the wrong classes and had to be guided by our then football coach, Don McCormick, to the rest of my classes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Oh, mighty fine.
You wouldn't have missed tonight for anything, would you?
Oh, this is the third time that I've been here.
More exciting than a Kings game?
Well, it, I've gone to a lot of Kings games, too, but I tell you what, being my son's going to play tonight, well, yeah, that's more exciting. I've rode the Pines for a long time.
1980, 1981.
Yes. Yeah. So did you both go here then?
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, we both went here. And we knew each other, but we didn't start dating until the year I graduated.
So you could say Encina brought you together.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It was instrumental.
The Encina Asylum volleyball games at lunchtime.
What are your most memorable moments?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was here when President Kennedy was shot. And they let us all come down to the cafeteria to watch it on the TV. You know, watch all the news reports. So that was, you know, pretty big.
And we were here when the 9/11 happened.
Most memorable moment. Well, one of them had to be finally getting the privilege to walk out onto the senior lawn.
what did being here mean to you during the years that you attended Encina?
Well, I didn't know it at the time, but it had a tremendous effect on my life. I didn't realize how much education meant to people. I had a couple of real good teachers that kind of opened up my eyes and let me know I was a lot smarter than I thought I was. Leaf was an English teacher, and the very first A I got in my life was I'm a little dyslexic, and we didn't know about dyslexia back then, and so I couldn't read very well. And Mr. Leaf kind of recognized that I must have some intelligence or something, and he said, "You can get an A." And I said, "No, I can't get an A." He says, "Absolutely, you can get an A." He says, "On this book report, you do this, 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 and this, and I'll give you an A." And I did it, and I got an A. And that was my sophomore year, and all of a sudden my grades went from, you know, C's and D's to A's and B's.
And Paul, for those who don't know who might view this video, you went on to very good success.
I was able to get into Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, got a degree in electronics engineering, and kind of joined a fast lane of the Silicon Valley.
I know everyone appreciates your support of these events.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Again, there's a lot of people behind it that, inspired me to provide the financial support, but it really goes out to Steve and Harlan and everyone that works so hard and has passion for the school.
All right, you're standing with Tim Good and my other friend here, Tim Erickson. He's telling me a class.
Hello, glad to meet you.
Tell him a class you win.
73.
You know your most memorable moment at Encina?
Not trying to pants this guy on PE. I remember there was this guy, and I couldn't get anywhere with him in the PE class, and he'd get the team against us, and he would just romp, and we couldn't do a darn thing. And I remember the whole time, it makes me so happy to win, And we made sure that he would win just to make him happy. And I always figured if it was the last thing I ever do, I'm going to pants this Mike Vaughn.
They pants the people.
Phone once. Called him on the phone. He died a whole long time ago. But I haven't heard from him since. But maybe I'll get a chance to see him someday again.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe here. He might be here tonight. You never know. But I'm sorry, Mr. Tim. I got to go get dressed. We got to go prepare. You know what I'm saying? I got to eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm skinny. Okay.
Okay, well, my dad and the rest of us will be there to watch you guys.
Okay. Trudy Frazier Harlan from 63.
Hi, Linda Weatherford Balance, class of 62.
Sandy Elrod Gallegos, class of 62.
My name is John Dahlberg. I'm from the class of 1971. My most memorable moment is scuba diving in the deep end of the swimming pool. That was something.
And I'm here with Paul Bonderson, and he's a class of 70. What kind of most memorable moments do you have here?
Typing class, sitting behind Terry O'Dell and Jane Nesham.
Watch out what you say.
Okay.
So what kind of differences do you see here at Encina now?
Well, when I was going here in 1970, it seemed like a very, very big place.
So how do you feel about this alumni challenge?
Well, I feel pretty good about it because I'm one of the co-organizers, and so we're looking pretty good. We've actually got pledges now. We're at over $40,000 in pledges for Encina from over 200 alumni. So we're looking good, and we got a great team, and we're going to have fun tonight.
I'm having flashbacks here in the cafeteria. I guess my most memorable moment is graduating. It's a happy thing.
So, Jennifer, what kind of things are you doing now?
Currently, I'm a realtor for Century 21, cell number 549-0002. Get that free plug.
Oh, gosh.
So, Coach Lee, what is your prediction for tonight? Are the old guys going to be able to hold...